Let's ask the pastor. Can I ask the pastor in the back?
Pastor.
We got the reverend.
Listen, pastor. If you just so happen to see somebody the
reverend, Ebony.
Just maybe.
She said Stephanie.
Maybe in the pews. If you just so happen to suck somebody's dick, pastor, right? But he don't fuck. Did y'all have sex?
Wait, what?
Repeat the question to the pastor.
Yeah.
You chewed the deacon, right? Let's just say, for instance, you gave him the deacon head. You gave him head, but he didn't penetrate you. Did y'all have sex? Do you count it as a body? Is that on your tally sheet? Yeah, you put him on your sheet.
Yeah, because when you go to she put him on the sheet.
That's right, Pastor. Praise God.
Welcome to the first half of
the Talk Heavy Podcast.
Hey, we back for another
bitches.
There you go.
God damn.
I was going to make the announcement, but somebody.
I just want to let you know I was back.
Well, we're glad she's back. In addition to Monica being back from being flued out, we have special guests here today, G. What you know about that?
I know she was on MySpace. I know what she talking about.
So before we get into introducing the guests, let's do our normal intros, Dev.
Listen, man, y'all already know who it is. It's Dev Nasty, a.k.a. Dangerous Dev Nasty, a.k.a. Choke Your Mama, a.k.a. Choke Your Pop Out. And this episode of the Talk Heavy Podcast is brought to you by Teej Hanley. Make sure to increase your manly with Teej Hanley. Now, of course, to the left of me is Monica, the mix butt with the big butt.
Hi, guys. It's your favorite mulatto, Monica, and the Talk Heavy first.
We knew it. Yeah, she can't do it. She's slipping.
She's been on the show 7 years.
Tambien?
Listen.
The fuck is that?
Come on, man.
She brought back a fucking
she came back with
it's a cokey.
It's a cokey. She came back with a cokey.
Call me Mrs. Cokey, okay?
A cokey?
Miss Cokey, yeah.
You didn't bring no cocaine back with you?
That's what I thought it was.
I don't know if Puerto Rico got the best cocaine. I don't think niggas get it from Puerto Rico.
I don't know where they get it from. Let's introduce our special guest, man. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Our raffle winner.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say
it. I'm going to keep it real. Before she introduced herself.
You scared her.
Yeah. Our raffle winner, where was it, from Kansas City?
Yeah, our raffle winner from Kansas City.
Could not make it, right? He said, please go with the runner-up. So here we have our runner-up for the Talk Heavy raffle to be on the show. So introduce yourself.
Well, you know I don't like to be second place, second fiddle to anything, but I'll let you be great. Yes, my name is Barbara. Hi.
Hey, welcome to Talk
Heavy. Hello, hello, hello.
I mean, I heard two was your number.
Whoa.
Shit, here we go. Yeah.
If we were talking about what we were talking about, yes.
It's the Prince of Honey part.
I've only had two partners my whole life, yes.
Oh, we're going on. Hold on.
That's a remix. Same amount of push-ups as I do.
Same amount of push-ups?
I think she lying.
Go ahead, finish your intro, bro.
Yeah. It's the Prince of Honey part. The BBW lover. The pregnant woman slayer. Mr. 2 push-ups a night, the man built in the image of God himself, Slice Maximus.
It's the North Philly legend.
Uh-huh.
Strawberry Mansion's finest. The BBW hater, the pregnant woman creator. They still calling me Jesus' first cousin. He go raw because the condom keep bussing. From North Philly to South Beach, because that's about as long as this pipe reach. You should always fuck with a chick that stutter from the get-go, because you might bust your nut before she say no.
And ladies,
sucking dick is good for your mental health, so don't do it for him.
Do it for your health.
Do it for yourself.
Monica Trump rhyming words with the same word that was there.
She
was close. She tried, though.
I tried.
It is probably good for your health, too.
Do it for the niggas on MySpace.
Oh, my God. Let's get into it, right? Because she had two partners.
Oh, my God.
She told her, stop.
That's right. Yep.
Stop. No.
So this is the first woman with a body count under five. We usually multiply it by 10. So
can I say something?
She got 20 partners.
Can I say something?
Well, the women on this show have been very truthful.
Who told y'all to multiply anything by anything?
Whatever number a woman give you, multiply by 10.
First of all, the giveaway was she requested Henny. That was the giveaway.
I did not request Henny.
The giveaway.
Y'all asked if I wanted something to drink. I said, I could tell you right now. I drank dark.
I know the exact number. What part of Philly are you from?
Never mind.
Whoa, that's something. That might be multiplied by 20, depending on
what. No, the one thing about this show, for whatever reason, we're so wild with the stuff that we talk about that we find that women are pretty truthful when they come
on
here.
Most times.
They come on here and tell us like some real, real shit, and they just be like, man, fuck it. And it don't be even that type of people. Or what you would perceive as that. They just come on and be like, look, I'm going to keep it 100. 48. 41.
Yeah. Nigga ate my ass before the show.
Who a nigga ate your ass before the show?
Yo. That's what the women say.
I'm going to be like, wow.
That's the wildest clip.
Yo, you wanna know what's crazy though?
Okay.
When y'all watch this, y'all never see that.
He gonna delete that part.
No, we need to keep that.
Y'all will never see that part.
Oh, man. Deleted scenes.
On the Devin Wade show.
Put that shit on the Devin Wade show.
No.
Here we go, man. Shit. I wanna get into... Before we get into the question of the day,
okay.
It's always some crazy shit going on in the media. So somebody recently on a different podcast talked about something, Golden Shower, and how they enjoyed it, right? Mm. But I want to, before we get into all of that and the question, my question is what fluids are acceptable? We're going to talk about Golden Shower, PP, nut, spit.
Golden Shower is only piss.
Right. So I'm going beyond that. What fluids are acceptable during sex? You got nut, you got poop, you got spit, you got all type of shit people working with in the bedroom. What is on and off limits?
Mayonnaise.
What is on and off limits in the bedroom for the guests before we get into this?
Snot.
Is on or off?
No, you can't
That's
say that.
That's out of the question.
No, it's
No.
It can't be.
Yes, it can. Hold on, wait.
I was eating pussy the other day. And I couldn't breathe. Mm-hmm. And I had like a snot bubble on the side.
But see.
Ew, that is not sexy.
Like, let me tell you something. A snot bubble on the thigh.
But imagine
this. As we progress through time, I remember back when, but I was one of the most progressive.
I'm not a quitter, though.
Hold on, Dev. Can we process that?
What?
He said he has snot on his thigh.
Yeah, I'm not a quitter.
I understand how that happens.
Yeah. I understand, like, with head, though, like, guy, a girl giving guy a, I don't understand
that,
why.
Do y'all know that when a man is giving y'all head,
come up.
You know, no, but do you know the part where it gets the best, where it feels the best for y'all is the part where we can't breathe.
That's part.
So it's the spot where we can't breathe.
But y'all don't need to breathe.
But your nose is getting pressed. That's what could make the mucus. Okay. But what I'm trying to say is, see, back in the day.
You need to blow your nose before.
When I was one of the people that pushed eating ass forward on the East Coast, mm-hmm. I was a part of.
You pushed it?
Yeah, he created it.
Yeah. So I'm not going to claim to be the creator, but I was very prevalent in the movement of getting all us men out here to eat ass.
Nah, so, she got her ass ate in 06 on
MySpace.
But
thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. You was on MySpace. I was out here. I was a revolutionary. Y'all see me back out there with the Black Panther hats on and everything. We was really pushing it. You know what I'm saying? So... when I pushed that, those were taboo things. But as time went on and certain people start coming out, these perverted female rappers and these perverted male rappers like Kevin Gates, and he's saying all this stuff, it mm-hmm. spread faster through the music and things like that. So all of this spit in my mouth and everything became something widely accepted where some of us, we was doing that shit back in the day in the MySpace era.
So snot is not acceptable.
So snot is not acceptable because you, but what I'm saying is the way things are moving now, when you got Glorilla talking about niggas busting on her food and everything like that, at this point, it's going to get to the point where chicks are going to be holding out their tongue while a dude holds down.
It's going to be hard.
I mean, in the wintertime,
though.
It's not
got to be acceptable.
Yeah, that is not acceptable. That's,
you ever, I wanna you know ever what, get fucked doggy style with COVID?
Snot is involved.
She's trying to sneak and wipe her nose on the pillow. She on the pillow trying to sneak wipe her nose.
I ain't sick.
No. Niggas know that's real true. No, nigga, you probably been hitting from the back and your nose is running or something. You ain't got nothing. You just sitting there trying. Yo, niggas, niggas definitely.
I wiped
have done
it right on her butt cheek with the sweat.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine using it as lube?
He's saying this happened. He's saying this is probably what's
that's
happening.
Nasty,
that's why the whole fucking world had COVID.
You're supposed to get rid of that. Like, that's your body getting rid of
shit. You ever masturbate with a common cold?
All right, so before. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Yo, like, you ever think about that? Is the cold in our nut? Like, can she get the cold? Cause, you know what I mean?
Do you think you get the person sick if you busting them? Yeah. Like, through
the
fluids?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I guess you can get them sick a lot of different ways.
Yeah, you can?
Yeah.
You get a cold?
Because you pass everything through fluids.
You learned that for only two niggas, huh?
I do what I can do. I'm here before my time.
All right, so before we get to the question of the day, snot is not acceptable. Golden showers, you with it, Monica?
No.
I don't think think diarrhea is acceptable.
Diarrhea is not acceptable.
Diarrhea is not acceptable.
Bro, no, bro. What's there's that? People doing that, bro.
Stop, dude.
There's people doing that, bro.
Two girls, one cup.
Why?
No, that was disgusting.
People like pooping and all that, bro.
Yo, I'm scared.
Yeah, but
that.
I think they like the solid poop. I don't think they like diarrhea.
Diarrhea is wet.
I think solid poop is acceptable.
Why
I think
is solid poop
diarrhea
acceptable?
Is the piss of
I don't think no poop should be acceptable. That's nasty.
People are nasty. Why
so you wash up before anal?
What?
Yo, any person that says, what did Wally say? If you can hug, you can hear. So whenever somebody asks the question back, what?
There's really no way for her to answer that question.
Oh, that was a double line.
That was a super line.
Yeah. All right, man. Off that. Man, I got a question, man. I don't want to waste too much time, man. This person sent this in and they was going through it, but we're going to get into it. What's up, Talk Heavy? They really said that this time. What's up, Talk Heavy? I really fuck with your show, and I found out about y'all back in May, and I already watched every episode. Y'all,
impossible, nigga.
That's what I said. It's a lot of hours. He said, y'all funny as shit, but I got a question. I've been dealing with this girl for about a year, and she has a daughter. I didn't mind it at first, but when she brought her daughter over to my house one weekend to spend the night, my entire viewpoint changed. Her daughter wrote on my wall like it was a fucking coloring book. I ain't say nothing at first because I know it's a kid, but then the other weekend she came and spent the night at my crib, the kid was jumping all over my new furniture like she bought the shit. I told her that her kid need more discipline and she got mad and hasn't spoke to me. Was I wrong for telling her that her kid need more home training?
Man, fuck that bitch.
Mm-hmm. What? Fuck that.
And her,
yeah,
and her,
what
and
the
her
fuck?
Kid need to have an accident.
No, the kid definitely needs to have more discipline.
His
fall all the time.
No. But that's the problem is that kid's parent isn't, you know, even attempting. You know what I'm saying? If you got a problem with a person, he didn't even say nothing to the kid. He said something to her.
Yeah.
That's what he's supposed to
that's
do. Because
anyway. Right.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't give a fuck. I'd have said it to the kid. Straight from the beginning. Hey, no, put that down. We don't do that here. Whatever. I don't give a fuck.
It probably
fuck
was too late. The
is.
Wall probably was already colored up.
Yeah, but I'm saying even if they how colored on the wall, I'm going to tell the kid. Right. I don't give a fuck who kid it is. I will tell a kid. It ain't like I'm smacking a kid or something like that, but I'll tell a kid to do something. If a kid is in your store and they running around or knocking something down, the man at work there is going to say, hey, ain't no running in here. Da-da-da-da. Because if the kid hurt themselves in that motherfucker, then what?
I think every kid should get punched in the face. At least one.
At least once.
I think everybody should. Once. I think everybody should be punched in the face. At least
you have
once.
Kids.
We talked about this though. I agree with him.
Yeah,
you agree with him.
I agree with him.
I got five living. I got five living.
Yeah. 36 abortions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, yeah.
Yeah, they dumpster dive.
Nah,
right
his punch card is crazy for him. Because you know when you go to the abortion clinic, they got the
They got the punch card.
You like every 10, you get a free one.
What,
every 9,
what?
After the fifth one, you get a free cup of coffee.
That's all?
Then you get a free cup of coffee.
Oh, they're lazy now. You used to get a free abortion.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you got that coffee down?
No, this is actually what I'm drinking, Casamigos.
Oh.
I got this from MySpace.
We know her from MySpace, y'all. We try to figure it out. She was definitely on MySpace.
I was never on MySpace.
Listen, check.
Ever.
She looks familiar.
And y'all know when they look familiar. What's going
you
on?
You got a son?
No.
No, she got two. You got
she
daughters.
Almost thought she, no. thought she took your son down.
No, no, bro.
Monica thought she got a
Monica
son.
Monica was like, hold on, wait a minute.
What's your son name?
She got two daughters.
She like, did I creep past her while she was sleeping on
I
the
told
couch?
You I had two.
You got two daughters, right? You got two daughters.
Oh, shit. This is crazy.
Obviously.
You got cable at your crib?
You got DirecTV?
Oh my gosh,
you really do?
I do.
Oh my god!
TV,
why are you like this?
The saga continues.
Yo.
He took advantage of all girls. He put DirecTV in their house.
DirecTV,
not this girl.
Podcast. That's what this must be called.
So you in Philly and you had DirecTV. Mm-hmm.
Do your daughters this man look thought like you? Because I don't think he judges with age.
Oh shit! You pedophile. Pee-pee.
What? Yo! Daughter my age.
A daughter your age.
Yeah, like is she a daughter my age?
I wouldn't fuck you, Monica.
I said a daughter my age. Out of here.
How you gonna fuck your daughter?
You cokey.
No, I wouldn't
you
fuck nobody her age. I wouldn't fuck a girl Monica's age.
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
How old are you?
You watch pornos? 25. You watch pornos with girls that's 24?
I only watch old bitches.
You're lying
right
now.
See your
porn. What you gonna not know mature porn?
I watch old skinny bitches.
How old is this kid that drew on the wall?
Oh, they didn't tell me. I don't know.
So I think that matters, honestly.
Let's hype. Yeah, it does.
If it's a kid,
if it's 2 or 3 years
old, a 2 year old that's drawn on the wall, you're gonna be like, "Hey, don't touch that."
Yes.
No. Or you're gonna kick him off the
couch.
Not
you.
Yes, I'm gonna tell a baby.
There's certain shit that kids do.
If
just
kids,
like dogs
no, no,
do.
Kids do things until you tell them don't do that. You have to be able to tell them,
and then they do it behind your back.
Yeah. But when kids fall, like let's say a kid falls and he hits his head, right? He fall, he hit his head, he hit his face or whatever, he fucked himself up. It's no lesson to be learned from that. It's no lesson.
Yeah,
But if I fuck him up, it's a lesson to be learned.
Kids learn lessons from shit like that.
When I was a kid, right, besides other shit my mom hit me with, the belt was a thing that was out there.
Oh, man.
I know they're saying a belt is fucking child abuse at this point, but at what limit should we be allowed to beat these kids with belts?
Belts was whack.
Was another punishment bathing with GB?
No, I never bathed with GB in my life.
Yes, you did.
We took baths, but we was in the tub. We was back to back.
Kids was never back to back in the tub. They was always foot to foot.
We
like their feet was touching.
We got a picture of them hugging in the tub.
Never.
Like.
I actually have a picture of me and Slice in the tub. I was actually taller than Slice.
Can I keep it real? I caught him like, yo, after the last episode when he said that shit, I caught him like, yo, do your mom got a picture of us in the tub, bro? Is that shit real? I don't remember. This nigga.
No, my mom got it for real, though.
It's fucking funny.
She's going to fucking bring it to the next event.
Do you whip a kid ass at some point? Like, where do we cut off ass whipping? The murders is crazy out here. No, let's talk about it. If kids got their ass whipped, it might have been less murders.
The murders will increase.
No. I disagree. I think it would have been less murders. I do. I think today's time period of people not disciplining kids, I know a lot of psych professionals would say opposite, but I definitely think that I would have rather came from our generation where I did get spankings, because when you don't understand the real outcome or the penalties of things in life, the only thing you can understand is that smack on the, you understand that smack on the wrist.
No, I did certain shit that I knew I was going to get spanked for, but I'm like, I can handle it.
Oh, what'd you do to your kids? Oh, then you was just a diabolical
kid. I don't hit my
kid.
You don't hit your kids?
You never got a spanking?
I did, but I knew that, like, it was
worth
it.
She's white.
You got put on timeout.
I never got put on timeout. They never believed in the counting or the timeout. I got spanked.
Oh, she
probably got some weak. You got some weak. You got some weak ass beatings.
They ain't like the black in you.
But they say the kids that are abused, they're angry. That's why they acting out. That's why when they go out here, they ready to fight everybody because they're angry.
So
they
why?
Can't fight their dad. They can't fight their mom. They can't hit their mom back.
So why you think now the murder rates be like 3 times the amount than it was when we was kids, if we was a part of the generation that did get spankings? And you could, because nowadays it's like this. You not only can you not punish your kid, spank your kid, you can't do like embarrassing things. Like if my mom didn't want to spank me,
you shouldn't do embarrassing things.
But what I'm saying is, there's a lot of things we could say. Hold on, there's a lot of things we could say we shouldn't do. But it don't seem like nobody's shit is working. There is nothing, no proof in society that shows that this new age shit is working, because everything is way worse. So when I was little and I did something that I wasn't supposed to do, and my mom was like, oh, you want to be on some bullshit like that? Then you're going to have to wear this outfit multiple times. Or I'm not letting you get the shape up, and now my hair is flowing.
It's way worse, but I think it's way more acceptable. Like the music even has gotten more graphic and everything. So I think that could.
Well, when we're talking about crime, we got to talk about the drug epidemic. We have to talk about the mental health
crack,
issues.
Nothing worse.
So but I think it's that way more things than crack.
Yeah, we biased nowadays. Though. So I think that what we got to understand too, and I said this before. I don't know if I said this to Slice, but everybody that's in our age range is biased because we come from like a golden era. So if you really think about our age group, right? Think about this. Our parents come through the crack era, right? It's not a lot of people our age that do crack, that smoke crack. But now, it skipped a generation. So we in this generation of, we got the drug users before us, and now we got the drug users after us.
Different drug, but
we
I got you.
We don't come from the drug era because we saw our parents do it. So everybody that's our age, we don't know too many motherfuckers that's our age that smoke crack. That, you know what I'm saying? That come from the crack era. So we're the generation that the drugs kind of skip.
So I won't say that.
But they're doing
that.
Everyday drugs like perks.
Yeah.
But
that's
I can't speak for that.
They're doing
them,
those drugs that really fucked them up on a regular basis.
Nah, I see. This is my opinion. In 1986, 87, when crack got there like Camden, mm-hmm. and my mom got on crack and everything was fucked up like in my world, mm-hmm. all the parents was on crack. The kids grew up in it. That either made kids go on the street and sell crack, because that was the way that they could make money, mm-hmm. or some people wasn't with it. But the kids of my age group did end up super addicted to wet, fucked up. Oh, and shit. Fucking and angel dust ain't like crack or heroin. Or heroin, mm-hmm. nigga go to sleep. Angel dust, that's why in Camden you hear about babies getting their head cut off and put in a refrigerator. Mm-hmm. That's why you hear about little girls getting raped and a little brother getting their throat slit. Well, both of them got their throat slit.
I'm trying to think if wet took over our generation in our area. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't like crack.
Wet was heavy though. Wet was.
But
wet
people
was,
fuck with wet, but
PCP.
But it was the you knew who it was. Like, yo, don't it's a wet head. You know what I'm saying? It was isolated. It was isolated.
That's
it wasn't.
Y'all. That's your bath salts. It's like y'all.
It came real quick though and left. Like it was just like boop boop.
I knew mad niggas that smoke wet just so they could do murders.
I don't know if they did to do murders, but I know niggas murdered.
Oh, matter of fact, and I definitely knew a nigga from Philly that I used to rap with and shit like that, that smoked wet, went on a bike and rolled down the street and shot like six niggas. Random people.
Just high.
The wet shit. But for the most part, I'm just talking about in general, for the most part, you'll be hard pressed to find, like, it was a crack era.
Yeah.
Like in the United States. I don't know that it was a wet era, like throughout the United States. Crack era. For the most part, motherfuckers our age don't fuck with crack.
What's this got to do with the question?
Well, I'm going to say this.
Because
whippy-ass kids.
Because we was getting our ass whipped by crackheads.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Basically.
That's a fact.
And
that's
why,
a fact.
Weren't you
No, he asked the question about why is the crime rate high right now. So that's where we start. I said it had to do with drugs, mental health issues.
I
wanna
so
we don't know what
answer.
Comes first.
I want to change my answer. Because I got fucked up a lot as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm back with my Black Power shit, right?
Slice was child abuse.
She gonna say,
Slice was child abuse.
I was abused. That's why I was committing no crime.
Let's go.
I believe in electric chair.
That's why you crooked-legged?
No, bow-legged or whatever you want to call it.
He pigeon-legged.
Listen, I'm going to be real with y'all. Like, because we come on this show all the time and we like kind of talk about Slice mom and shit. Let me just give y'all an example. Let me give y'all an example, because it been plenty of time. I'm traumatized. I used to go spend night over the nigga house and the nigga could never play with me. Right? Because the nigga used to get his ass whipped for nothing. Yeah. For nothing.
Was it for nothing? Or
for
nothing? Because he used to do something?
No.
For little shit.
No. Listen,
one day.
Because
he looked like he talked back.
One day. Okay. No. One day, Slice my.
Are you
going to
tell the bologna cheese sandwich? What you doing? What are you talking about right now?
I ain't gonna tell that one. I got beaten too. Okay. So Slice mom would do shit. This is an example of shit she would
mom?
Do.
You got no, beat her?
My mom beat
his mom beat me. She would do shit like come in, see nothing.
I
we
like
Slice
your mom.
Playing Nintendo, we playing Mario Brothers and shit. She'd do shit like take her shoes off, take her socks off, and just walk around. Just you just see her walking around in the house, walking around in the house, and then she would be like, yo, I feel crumbs on my feet.
Crazy shit. We got, all right, fuck it. I'm telling, before I go back to my changing my stance, we got beat for eating a bologna and cheese sandwich.
We got beaten.
But this is how bad it was. She brought all this food, corny shit, peanut butter and jelly, oodles and noodles, all shit we ain't want to eat.
When I started
but it
fucking
was,
jelly.
It was disgusting that jumbo. It was turkey and cheese in the refrigerator. It was for her to take to work. And we deserve this ass whooping. She said, y'all can have anything, don't touch the turkey and cheese.
How simple was that?
But listen, don't eat the Adam, Eve. Don't eat the apple.
Yeah, didn't God throw a whole bunch of people into a fucked up
world?
See,
what happens is, when you tell a motherfucker, you can have everything, but don't fuck with this.
Let me tell
you
what God's plan, or was that people's plan?
Listen to this.
We opened the bologna. We opened the cheese. We took one piece of cheese. We took one piece of bologna. And we put the shit back exactly how she had it.
And one slice of bread.
And we took, listen, we folded it on one piece of bread and cut it in half and shared it.
Niggas had a Lunchable.
Y'all did all that for and still got your ass whooped, huh?
That's it.
She came home, she said, y'all know I counted the slices.
And we got our ass whooped, both of us. So this is why I'm rewinding my answer. Because
who the fuck counts cheese?
I realized this, right? This is some slave shit, right? The only way, my mom must have got that shit from a master in 1928 or whatever. I think this whole whoop a kid ass with a belt comes from some lynching bullshit from back in the day. I'm against beating kids. My daughter got zero beatings, and that's why she's
spoiling
shit.
Hold on, so let me ask you something. Yeah. You don't think that in other cultures and shit like that, that wasn't necessarily linked to slavery, they didn't beat kids?
Yeah, that was with the Holocaust.
What?
I don't know. I just figured they got fucked up, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
Think about the trauma.
Like, what?
Think about the trauma.
Shit. What type of shit is Jew on?
Yo, listen.
Like, you gotta chill.
No, I can't run.
I think it
yo!
You know, you think it's,
yo,
yo you, think it's, you think it's hard for to get gas?
There you go. We get
oh,
dead.
My God.
Never mind.
I don't get it.
No, listen.
Never mind. No, they got money and they're doing real good and they're really successful and brilliant people. No,
they
need
fuck
their
own YouTube.
No, what I'm talking about, let's talk about
do
trauma,
right? Do
they
get gasoline poured on them?
Let's talk about, no, seriously.
The gas chamber.
What the hell? You got trauma from slavery and you got trauma from Holocaust, right?
Uh-huh.
Holocaust was on camera. That's the difference. That don't mean they shit was worse than ours. I don't want to keep making it seem like
it wasn't worse.
It wasn't worse.
The Holocaust didn't last 400 years.
This is what I'm saying to you. So I'm sure they get their ass whipped because of back trauma too.
And spank comes from the Bible. It's like spare the rod, spoil the child.
It comes from spank your monkey, actually.
Oh my God.
If you really want to be technical.
Spare the rod.
Somebody walked in, they pulled the curtain back, which was the front door back in the day. They caught Jesus beating his dick. And the word spank, they caught him spanking his monkey. And that's where
I'm
going to
disagree
from.
With this. I'm going to disagree with this. By the scriptures, from. Jesus couldn't have beat off.
Why?
Because I remember reading the Bible. And in the Bible, in the Bible, a nigga got murked in the Bible for jerking his dick.
I thought you were about to say the nigga was really a girl.
A nigga in the Bible.
He going to look at her like she the pastor. She is a pastor.
We got a pastor in the building, youth minister.
Masturbating was a sin.
So you're trying to tell me.
I'm trying to tell you, Dev, in the Bible.
Damn, you making his shit up, bro.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
No,
I don't ever
old
remember.
Testament. The Old Testament.
I don't know if he got murked.
I don't know if that's from the book of your
I promise you on everything.
The one that you created in your mind.
Oh, my God. These come from people. Are you? Let me ask you something.
The Old Testament.
I
got an important question.
Oh, listen, my God.
Would you consider yourself Christian?
I would.
But you telling me, I'm not Christian. She considers herself Christian, but you don't know that in your Bible, a nigga got murked directly by God. He literally made him drop
him. Do you know everything in the Bible?
Hold on. Because he beat his dick.
That's not true.
And he bust his nut into the sand.
That's not true.
And God struck him dead.
That's not true.
We gonna move right along.
God gave us nut.
We gonna move right along.
God gave us nut in him.
He's going to hell for making up that story.
You better pray tonight. This is so crazy when people is in the chat leaving the
actual. You better pray tonight.
In the chat, please leave the exact.
Ezekiel 3:6.
Leave the exact joint.
And you gonna co-sign?
Nah, I made that shit.
You getting on her for being a Christian. What's your son's name?
My son's name is Christian.
What kind of shit?
What kind of hypocritical shit is this?
What kind of non-believer?
This nigga's an idiot. You want to know what's crazy? You want to know what's really crazy?
What's that?
You want to know what his middle name is?
Jesus?
Don't tell me that Jesus shit.
Christian Jesus.
Is his dad named Joseph? It's my stepson.
Oh, so
and he's Hispanic. He's Hispanic, and his name actually is Christian
Don't
Jesus.
Don't not claim him now because he's Christian.
No, I do claim Jesus. Him. I'm just telling you.
So
how
he
got
said, no,
so
I
you Joseph.
Him.
Oh my God, you know.
That's crazy.
Shit.
Oh my God.
But yeah, y'all check that, man. He busted nut in the sand.
No, we're not going
and
with
got guilty.
No. Come on, let's wrap this up. Yeah. Let's talk about this beating shit.
I'm just
let's help this person before
y'all
we
y'all don't know shit about
that. No, we gotta really help this person.
I think do whatever works for you and your child to listen. If timeouts work or if
no, fuck that. We're talking about the guy who got a problem. Another kid wrote on his motherfucking wall.
I think he did the right thing. I think letting the mom know and having the mom discipline. I have a 4-year-old. I don't let her jump on our couch at home. I don't let her write on our wall. Mm-hmm. So I think he did the right thing, confronting the mom. Mm-hmm. And if she sees something wrong with it, then she needs to be checked.
What
it's
you think?
Really something wrong.
They found it. His name is Onan.
The only thing that I heard was you said 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
4 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me say, 4 years old.
Oh, the person that was killed by God, his name was Onan.
I just said that.
I knew that.
He's a crap.
I already knew that. Y'all could have asked me.
JB, you don't know shit about the Bible.
I know everything about the Bible.
Oh, my God.
I literally know everything about the Bible.
Hold on. Did you know about that, Pastor?
Oh, shit. She
Pastor
knows.
Said yes. So, you know, I'm almost like a biblical scholar.
This is what it says. Onan was killed for not fulfilling his duty for disobeying God. That's what it was.
He jerked off.
Where did you get the jerk off part from?
He really bust a nut in his hand.
Get off of him busting a nut? We have a person at home that really needs our help.
I'm really going to pray for you.
I'm Jesus' first cousin. I'm his first cousin.
All right, tell him.
He shake hands like this.
Bro, stop, bro.
Never mind.
Bro.
Yo,
next
bro,
question.
Bro, I'm trying
never
to
never mind. We're going to move right along.
We got to get out of this first half. Can you just give the final synopsis what this man should do with this baby? What should this man?
Tell that baby stop writing on the fucking wall.
What's your advice? He's about to lose the girl. She's not talking.
I think he should leave.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck the girl. Okay. Fuck her. She don't know how to control her kid.
Right.
This happened one time.
And the kid's dad is telling them to do that shit.
If this happened one time, then suck it up.
Have fun putting up your house, bitch, for that nigga's bill.
It's a crayon.
And she don't
cover it up. Paint it up.
The kids do it because the mom don't respect you. You really a sucker. Really a sucker, nigga.
We don't know how.
Not he really a sucker.
You really gotta a sucker.
I think it depends on if he hit.
You know why?
It depends if he hit.
Kids know who they could do that.
No,
shit
it depends on if he got the sex.
It didn't.
If he didn't hit her off, if he didn't hit it yet, right? You gotta accept the crayons. Men have dealt with a lot more to get the coochie.
Can you know what I'm gonna do?
You would buy a gallon of paint for some coochie. You spend more than $40 for the coochie.
Yeah, but
purchase,
if a kid write on my wall,
right?
A kid write on my wall, I'm gonna make sure that they sleep in the bed with me and his mom.
Yo.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to make sure.
Yo, he wants.
He's going to know.
Caught a kid.
He wants to traumatize the kid.
I caught a kid playing with the condom that he already nutted in, the groin that he hit. The baby playing with the condom and shit, like pulling on it and everything. You know, the shit got the bus in air. So the baby like pulling on it, shit.
But who fought the baby that? Is that my fault or is that the mom fault?
Oh, yeah, the baby chewed on it.
Is that my fault?
The baby chewed on a condom.
I did what I was supposed to do. I used the condom. That's the last of my responsibilities.
But he left the condom in the bed.
That's why I said you gonna follow up, put it in the trash.
Nah.
Yeah.
Flush
man,
it down the toilet like regular
good.
People.
I went to sleep.
Yo, that's the end of the first half, man. Mm.
Welcome to the second half of
the Talk Heavy Podcast. And listen, man, you already know this episode is brought to you by Teej Hanley. Make sure to increase your manly with Teej Hanley, man. Listen, Teej Hanley got all the stuff we need, man, for our faces, man. And you've been running around here with your face all oily. You look like a dirt ball.
GB.
You
got
to learn how to wash your face. No, GB don't look.
Teej Hanley did this. Slice gonna have a hairline next week.
I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna see what we got. I'm gonna come here with an afro next week. Go ahead.
Man, Teej Hanley is sponsoring today's video. They offering all of our viewers a great discount of 30% off and you're going to get a free gift. So just make sure y'all hit the link in the description.
Yes.
For 30% off.
The free gift is me.
Oh, listen, hold on. Oh, hold on. See that? Shit. Now, T.J. Henley.
T.J. Henley
can't get you. I mean, you're going to get different coochie, and Monica might give you the coochie because you got the T.J. Henley on you, but... We can't promise you, because that's human trafficking.
Make sure y'all just make sure y'all hit the link to get started today, though.
Yeah, yeah.
30% off.
Get started today. They got the AM and the PM treatment. Make sure that you use it properly. Also, it comes with an instruction guide. In that instruction guide, it teaches you how to use it. And this is the unprecedented. They also have a phone number that you could call, and you could talk to somebody how to increase your manly with Teej Henley.
Get the cream that'll make her scream.
A little help. Yo, before y'all do, hit that like button, man. Make sure y'all hit it right now, man. Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all share the clips, man. Keep promoting Talk Heavy. Make sure you donate a couple dollars if you got it to the Cash App.
And make sure you
wash your face.
And make sure you wash your face, I guess.
Dad was promoting facials.
With
Teej Henley.
All right, we're going to go with it. All right, let's get into this second half, right? This is a personal friend of mine.
A long ass note.
So I'm gonna try. It's a personal friend of mine, and it's not that long. I'm gonna take my time. I want y'all to be very gentle.
That mean we gotta kind of really help them and shit.
Try to. All right.
It's fucked up.
Hello, Talk Heavy. I've been dealing with this guy in my apartment building for 7 years now.
All these girlfriends you got, good.
We are friends, but we are just sexual friends. We have a sexual relationship. I love him, but I'm not in love with him. I'm 45, and he is 29 years old. He is much younger than me, and so he's mentally younger than me, even though he stimulates my body. I just don't see a future with him. I have a friend who I dated back in the day, and he is now divorced. We begin dating, and now we're talking about commitment. So I had to let my situationship go. When I let him know I can no longer deal with him, he began to feel some type of way. But I feel that being in a situationship too long stood in the way of me finding my soulmate. Can y'all talk about the pros and cons of situationships?
Oh, Lord. Why should you do this?
I don't know. So,
man, we would probably need to hear from somebody that's fucking multiple niggas on this one.
No, a situationship don't have to be fucking multiple niggas.
It really don't.
Can we speak about the elephant in the room?
What's the elephant in the room?
How old is this woman?
49.
He says she's 45.
She's 45
and he's 29.
Now, this is the thing. There's been a lot of stuff being said that I think is a little ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about men that are 45 years old.
You're going to quote the Bible again, huh?
I'm not going to quote the Bible. Sermon's over.
We all made a face, Dev, when they said the age. We all know
free
it's
R.
like
Kelly.
So what I'm saying, no, we're not saying free R. Kelly at all. I'm not saying that at all. No, that's definitely not what I'm saying.
What's in your cup?
What I'm actually saying is people have been saying things that even a 45-year-old man dealing with a 29-year-old woman is predatory and things like that now.
It's not.
They're using these type of words.
It's not.
It's not.
He's old enough.
Yeah, it is. I've been hearing it.
Do you hear things like that?
I don't hear that.
Oh,
either.
You don't?
No.
Oh, okay. Because that's because she's 41 and she's saying she's gonna go get her a 25-year-old nigga with muscles.
Never. But I don't hear.
What's the youngest nigga you'll fuck though? Like the youngest nigga. Like the youngest nigga.
What?
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Well, I think 29 is a little too young for me. I think
it's only 10 years, 10, 11
can
years.
I'm home.
Yo, listen, stop letting them niggas tell you that.
Listen, man,
I think like 35 and up. Yeah, 35. Maybe 35 be the youngest. Yeah.
But it be 34 and got a big dick, though.
Then we're going to make an exception.
That's honest, I guess.
My birthday.
I didn't try to recalculate his birthday. My birthday, Kevin, the one. 80. He tried to do the math.
No. He said he was born in the
90s.
Situationship. So let's define it, right?
All
right. Situationship doesn't mean you're dealing with multiple people.
No.
It could be, I think it's a non-committal relationship that you fucking.
Yeah, but first of all, how long was she in the situationship?
Abby, you made me read the question again. 7 years.
That's not a situationship.
I mean, you've been fucking until she was 22.
That is a is a long relationship.
The pastor paying attention. She knew the answer.
Can we just ask the question of what the difference between a relationship and a situationship is?
Why don't you answer?
I don't fucking know. I was asked that question.
What's the oldest nigga you fuck?
Why? We're way past that conversation.
Was he 50? Was he 47?
You'll fuck a 50-year-old nigga?
That's kind of too old.
What if he Puerto Rican?
She's back at Puerto
Rico. Wait, what if he's Morris Chestnut?
It's like, okay.
Oh, shit. You'll fuck Morris Chestnut?
I honestly don't know which one that is.
She don't care about, she's a kid.
Idris Elba?
I know that one. He did the British. He be British.
You'll fuck him and Morris Chestnut, huh?
Yep, she just named her top
for
two.
Sure.
Is that three?
So all of a sudden, you'll be up to four niggas?
What up, Dab? But would you fuck him at the same time?
Whoa.
Tell the truth.
She ain't say no fast enough, so that's a yes.
Tell the truth.
Would that be a threesome or a train?
That would definitely be a threesome.
Oh, really?
So you would have them kissing each other and shit?
What?
A threesome is when three people are having sex with each other.
You're right. There's three
when
people,
they only
it's
having
a threesome.
Sex when she was a train.
Yeah.
It's a threesome.
It's a threesome.
They don't have to be kissing each other.
Okay.
No, we got the definition. They got something. They got to be doing something to each other.
You always adding your own stuff.
No, that's not a fact.
A threesome is
three people having sex with each other.
If I had a threesome with another girl, I don't have to touch her.
Then it's not a threesome, is it?
Let's ask the pastor in the back.
Pastor.
We got the reverend.
Listen, pastor, if you just so happen to suck somebody's dick,
she said Stephanie.
Maybe in the pews. If you just so happen to suck somebody's dick, pastor, right? But he don't fuck. Did y'all have sex?
Wait, what?
Repeat the question to the pastor.
Yeah.
You chewed the deacon, right? Let's just say, you gave him head, but he didn't penetrate you. Did y'all have sex? Do you count it as a body? Is that on your
tally sheet?
Yeah, you put him on your sheet.
Yeah, because when you go to
Praise God.
To them pearly gates.
We got the honest pastor in the building.
Yeah.
Now, let's zoom in on this point.
On the heathen.
Let's get real close. We zoomed in on your face. I want you to look right into this camera and tell us, there was no niggas ever in your life besides the two niggas.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody that you didn't have sexual intercourse with, but y'all had oral sex of some form.
To each, Hanley.
Yes, there were.
Pastor, you gotta add that numbers up. Times it by 10. Like I said, 20.
Do your kids have different dads?
Yes.
That's why you say you only have two bodies. This is a Naya thing.
You just get it.
It's the Naya thing.
Here we go. I love it. I love it.
It's so much.
I feel like the people that have multiple kids with different baby dads, no disrespect to you that, are the people that lie the most about the body.
Yeah. All that really means is that's the cum you kept.
It is the cum you keep.
That's the cum.
Damn,
that's the cum
that
you
sounds
kept.
Like a movie.
That's
title.
The name of this episode. The cum you keep. Yeah.
Lord help. Come on, situationship, man. Can we stay focused?
Because I don't keep.
I don't think the seven years is a situationship. I think that's a whole relationship.
Even if y'all just fucking.
She was fucking them since 22, bro.
Even if y'all just fucking.
So does it matter if they're committed to each other?
I'm gonna say this.
She corrupted the morals of a minor.
So is this a relationship?
Does she want us to believe that in 7 years
she said she loved him?
She didn't have sex with anybody else, or she was having sex with other people and him?
It's a lot to unpack. It's as preposterous as in 40 years fucking two niggas.
She can't say.
Whoa!
It's preposterous.
She can't say. That was a situationship. That was 7 years.
It don't matter, because I'm going to tell you.
Me.
This is why I could.
That's Stockholm
syndrome. And you got DirecTV. Fuck out of here.
The coincidence is just too much.
Too close. I'm asking the guys. I'm asking the guys.
Right.
If it's a chick, because we all done had the long-term chicks.
Yeah.
That you might have just fucked for 3-4 years. Are you telling me that's a situationship?
That's a situation.
Is that a relationship?
It's a situation.
More than a situation.
So that's my point exactly.
No.
She could be in a situation where she's just fucking him, and that makes it a situation.
No. But they love each other.
No.
They love each other.
So this is what a situation.
You gotta love somebody for 7 years.
Situationship is higher than fucking. There's fucking, situationship, and then relationship. Because in a situationship, you still don't want nobody else fucking. You don't want no nigga you know fucking. You like, bro, that's my bitch. I know that's my side bitch, but that bitch mine.
In a situationship, you'll take them out.
A situation.
Nobody can fuck.
A situationship should only be if there's a situation keeping you from being in a relationship. If it's just because you don't want to be in a relationship, that's not a situationship. Y'all just fucking.
Okay.
I agree with that, though.
You need a situation to call it that.
There's a reason. Guess what it would be? I would have a chick, fuck with her for fucking 7 years. In between that, I always took another bitch more serious. So the situationship was there because you was always number two or three to some
but
other
bitches.
But
you ain't want nobody to fuck her, though.
Yeah, nah.
But she was never going to be number
Stingy,
one. She's never going to be number one.
She wasn't going to never beat out my leader.
So that makes it a
situationship. Yes.
I'm with y'all. All right, yes. So now we got the definition of a situationship down pat. Mm.
That sounds real sad. That sounds like a sad laugh.
It's sad. It's using somebody.
No, sometimes
I've been on the other side of it too.
Yeah.
Where you really love the joint, you want her, but all she want is your dick.
Yeah, that can happen. That's a situationship.
Yeah.
What do you mean though?
I be hating
that's
when that happens.
That shit's sad, man.
Yeah.
So let's say this. Here's
There's
the
a reason she doesn't want y'all just,
y'all
you.
Do you believe? Yeah, because they know you was immature, wilding out, fucking
all
bitches,
right,
going wrong.
That's the situation.
Do you believe your situationships in the past stopped you from finding your soulmate or was in the way?
Yeah.
Because you was fucking with drug dealers?
Because I only fuck with one person at a time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there you go.
You. I like how you just did that. I like that.
Yeah, that lying
shit. That shit. Yo, your lying game. You stepped. You went to Puerto Rico and found your lying.
I'm not lying.
Do we all agree situations should stop you from finding the person you're
Cabron.
Supposed to be with? Or get in the way of it?
Sometimes, yeah.
It does. No. You want to know
I don't have time for situations.
It's so
I think that's a waste of goddamn time.
Sometimes the situationship person is the person that you were supposed to actually be with.
Prex.
So you saying you only fuck people you in a relationship with?
Because if I don't want to be with you,
you gotta run that
why
bit.
Am I just sleeping
you
with you?
You saying you only fuck niggas you in a relationship with?
Absolutely. Who?
That's
why?
How many
shit.
Relationships
why?
You been in?
She lied, man. Come on, man. Damn.
I'm dead serious. Why?
Oh, my God. Noodle on here lying like a motherfucker.
Yo.
Man, she lying like shit, bro.
You never like said, you know what?
It's Tuesday.
I'm a fuck a podcaster.
Never mind.
I don't know.
Did you hear what Dev said, though? He said that usually the situation shit that you're in is really supposed to be the person.
Should be. I believe that could happen. That's how situations.
Me all
but happen. That's what I'm saying. I feel like that might have been her person. And she's probably just taking it for granted. She's probably thinking he's a young boy, he's immature, but he clearly want to be with you. You clearly want to be with him. Mm-hmm. You say you love him.
Yeah. They what
7 years?
7 years is a long time.
But what if you don't connect?
7 years, you love him, man.
She said she love him.
You 7 years, you gotta
love
him.
I don't know, but you could be.
She said she love him, but she not in love. And then, you know, that's when people get in their heads. I'm not in love with him, but I love him.
So you find out that nigga's fucking somebody else.
Exactly.
He trying to slash his tires.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's still not in love.
Wow. What's in love?
That's just like territorial and that's not love.
What is it?
But what's in love?
In love is...
Damn.
She got to think about that one. She's thinking about a specific person. Oh, Tommy.
In love is when...
I'm crying.
In love
you about
is,
to cry?
In love is when you keep the baby.
Whoa. In love is not when you keep the baby.
In love is when you keep
the
baby.
That is a business decision when you try to take a rich man for child
in love
support.
Is when you
they
keep
do it
the
all
baby.
The time. That ain't in love with
Because when you don't love them, you
true.
Get the abortion. You get the
that
abortion when
true.
You don't love them.
I'm trying.
You fucking people up. You want to switch your answer around?
No.
You love him when you don't keep the baby.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
So none of your bitches loved you?
No. Whoa. I fuck whores.
Whoa.
Yeah. He fuck whores.
I love him. I love him.
So you would keep their baby?
Hmm? It's a situationship.
Yeah. I mean, we just got an understanding. you know what I'm saying? Cherry Hill Abortion Clinic.
Do you believe side joints become situationships? So maybe, I don't know if they are. So here we go. This goes back.
Wait, no. Do the thing again, because where are the side chicks in that? They're below situationships?
No, a side joint is a situation.
It's a situationship.
So what's a sneaky link?
A sneaky link
could be a situationship, right?
See, in the beginning, what it is the sneaky link is the, like, you remember back when you was like bouncing on a nigga meet and you was telling him like, we shouldn't be doing this.
A sneaky link is like,
no, a sneaky link could be a
you got up. Somebody, I got somebody.
That's
you
called
come
cheating.
Here, you
That's
do a cheating. Podcast, you leave, you fuck. And then you go home.
I want to go like, home.
That's it.
By the end of the joint, is your chalk line gone?
Yeah. but I got T.J.
T.J. Hanley.
Oh, no, that's heavy. Sneaky link can fall anywhere in between.
A sneaky link is just fucking.
But most side, joints is a situationship. And what Dev said, what was heavy is, and I don't agree with this, because he said your side joint is probably, or your situationship is the person you probably should have been with, right?
Situationship is often the person that you're supposed to have been with, because what's happening is the normal reason why that person is a situationship is because there's something there. There's a box they're not checking off.
Here we go.
So let's say if it was this. You a nigga that want that had the baddest bitch in the world. So you always fucking with the baddest bitch. This bitch get on your nerves. There's other things that's not there. This other one, she love you more than all of them because she's sitting there being a side bitch for 7 years. She being a side bitch for 7 years. But it might be something real stupid. Like,
that's not true.
This happens all the time. She look good, but not good enough for me to ride off in the sunset with her. So I kind of got her in the tuck somewhat. Now, your niggas see her because you're not fucking with nothing terrible, but you might be like, I want the bitch that everybody want.
It's a check the mark that you're not checking. It has nothing to do with her or what she's lacking of. It's you.
I had a situation for 5 years.
No, but regardless, I'm talking
years.
About what's in your mind, though. I'm talking about what's in
your mind. I think it could go both ways.
I think that's something that you come up with in your head.
Because women mess with
a fear
guys,
of commitment.
He sound like he might just be broke. He probably can't pay bills.
Hold on.
So that's probably why he a situationship.
How is it a fear
Absolutely.
Of commitment if you're committing to other people?
It's a fear of commitment because it's too perfect. That's what I mean. Like,
you had where Monica
you know this.
What happened?
Oh,
what'd you say?
Oh, God, I knew this. Monica trying to revert. What I'm trying to tell you is, in a man's mind, a nigga will be
that.
She's saying no. Is that the girl is too perfect.
No.
Because she's been that girl.
You want to be able to do what you want to do.
I'm going to say this.
For as long as you want
to
do
it's
it.
It's not the person you're supposed to be with. Here's the reality. Because when we get the opportunity, or when you truly start dealing with that side piece,
you're supposed to.
This shit don't work. You get the full package. You're not dealing with that part-time side piece.
Tell him your pain, bro.
You now... What the fuck?
Tell him your pain. You ain't... Wait till you see how passionate you
is. Yeah, that's just... No, you now getting her bad days, her period days, her fucking come home from work when she just can't stand it. You getting that side. When it's a situationship, it's so part-time, you only getting the fucking...
That's not
the true. No. I agree with
so
you.
So I don't know if that's the person you really supposed to be with, or it just feels like that.
I agree with you
I
to an extent.
I must be in secret relationship.
When we're talking about the Jones that's lasting 7 years long is different.
Because
there was times
because you already dealing
you
with that shit.
No, you done had three full different real girlfriends, right? But this chick right here just been along from the ride, always hoping that she gonna be in that place, right? There was times in between where you ain't had no official girl,
and you still
ain't make her your girl, and the reason was because you was always trying to date up or have a certain level bitch. There's plenty of people
or
that
you
do
knew
it
that
every
she was
day.
Always available, and you didn't need to make
right.
Her
I think
girlfriend.
It's just the comfort
that
thing.
Too.
I think
too.
It's just people get comfortable with people, and they feel like okay.
That's a perfect situation for
I know
me.
A guy who just messed with somebody because she suck his dick good. She gave him a good slot, but he like he don't
skin?
He don't like her.
Oh, you just know
she light skin?
No, I know the guy, and he's just like I don't
skin?
Know the girl.
Is she
I know the guy.
Is she light skin?
No,
do she
I know
wear
the guy. And he would never really fuck with her for real. He like her place is dirty.
She
you know,
got
like
TV.
She you know he's not she. She's not the person that he see himself with. Like
you said,
you know,
her place is dirty.
No, this is what he tells me.
Right, he
so he's telling
but
you about her.
That's not true. All right, so all
but right. Listen, but he's like, she's good for that one thing. And that's why she's been around for 2 years. But I'm just like, well, why?
I'm going to say this. That's
he'll,
not
get with, he'll get with a bitch that he like whose house is dirty, probably.
Yeah, and he would. But that's not true. Because I'm going to tell you this. The side piece sometimes, right? And I say this for all relationships. If you start off the wrong way, it can end your shit before it start years down the line. So if you start off and you was fucking with her and she had a nigga, you don't trust her. So even if you move on in a relationship, you already ruined the future. I don't give a fuck how long you fuck with it. She's never gonna be my girl. I don't trust her.
I've
been cheating since the beginning. How could I ever trust her?
Can I be honest?
But you participate in the cheating.
That's true.
We all start.
But I'm saying if I'm single and she got a man.
Oh, if you single, okay.
And she's cheated with me early, she already done fucked up the future.
But Slice, you know what? We know that we all start off the wrong way.
Because
we all meet each other representatives in the beginning. We all lie a little and embellish a little in the beginning. Everybody lie a little in the beginning.
But it looks like you lie a whole lot.
Me?
Yeah.
Only on Talk Heavy.
I agree with Slice on this situation.
Yeah, it'll fuck it up.
I think the people that you're supposed to be with, you're gonna be with them in the
my face felt dirty. Keep going.
This man you
teach Hanley.
Teach Hanley.
Keep going.
Yeah, you look like Michael Jackson.
I know, right?
This nigga put that T.J. Haley or ain't dead.
I
just don't want you to just get in the use of rubbing white shit on your face. Eyes.
Oh, I cannot my God. Take
I know,
it.
T.J. Haley, you don't got to worry about, you know?
Now, if he busts out in a reaction.
Listen, T.J. Haley is
Do we
the
have 911?
No,
T.J. Haley is the shit. Dev didn't have a beard last week.
Yeah, that shit grew.
It became manly with T.J. Haley.
My God. Go ahead, Monica. What would you say?
Yeah, tell us what you were talking about.
Let me ask you this, Monica. You've been a side piece before, right? Once in your life.
Oh, shit. I was a second girlfriend, but go ahead.
That's you were
the second
girlfriend.
I'm a second girlfriend. Let me ask you this. Do you think because starting off as the second girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
That it ruined it for the future of y'all ever being together?
Yes.
I think it happens all the time.
I already said yeah.
I think it happens all the time. I think it happens in every situation.
He looked at you as a goddamn fool.
he didn't look at it like a fool.
But to my point.
He didn't look at a fool.
But to my point. Did y'all love each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the point that I'm trying to make.
That's why I said what I said. Sometimes the side joint is the one you're supposed to be with.
So he's supposed to be with Monica?
So wait, you knew.
Say now, she agreed with me.
So wait, Monica, you knew he had a girlfriend?
I didn't agree with a nigga.
Hold on, wait. You knew he had a girlfriend when you started messing with him?
Whole
she was fucking him because he had a girlfriend.
No. This has gotten out of hand. That's
Multiple kids.
This is no. It's not. He's lying. He is so lying.
So you saying that he's adorable, beautiful?
But how you saying he's supposed to be with Monica?
And his girl. And his girl had cancer. She was dying.
Oh my God. And she met his kids.
Yeah.
You met his kids too.
She gave him a spanking. She gave the kids a spanking.
For writing on her wall with
you took him out for ice cream? You took his kids out for ice cream?
They called her auntie. Auntie.
All right, some of these are true. He's saying that I was supposed to be with him, I think, when we first initially met.
No, not that's not Never. True.
So wait, what made you, what kept you in the relationship? I'm still wanna
right, get your questions.
What kept you?
We're gonna give you some time with Monica. Ask the questions. You the interviewer. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
when
ahead.
We met, he was not in a relationship.
Okay. Oh, I thought I just
asked
him.
That's care.
Words.
That's care.
I thought I just asked him.
Let me tell you something. Ask her what his approach was.
In the club.
You feel me?
What was your approach? What was his approach in the club?
Can you wear my brand? That's what.
No, he told you he trying to fuck.
What?
He said, I'm trying to fuck.
Who are you talking about?
Y'all making that up.
I don't know what man you're talking about.
Can he bag you in the club?
We're talking about him.
Can he bag you in the club?
No. Yeah.
What?
All right, y'all, let's move on. For the true viewers,
Go back 27 episodes to get the truth.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what they're talking about. He bagged me in the club, but...
And what'd he say to you? How he bag you?
He said, wear my brand.
And then what'd he say?
The rest was history.
I thought he said, feel me, like, feel
no.
Me.
No.
I'm trying, like, you bad, no. And I'm trying to fuck
what's
or whatever.
No. What's the best way to bag you?
No one ever said that to me.
What's the best way to bag you?
I don't know.
What's the best way to bag you?
What's the best way to bag you?
I don't know.
I bag the ones I want the ones that don't
I don't. I don't respond to yo, anything, or hey, okay. But, you know.
Not if he's cute?
I don't care how cute you are.
Not if he's, like, Morris Chestnut?
Just, like, what if he just sent you a dick pic?
Morris Chester? Morris
That is a turnoff, actually.
What if it's big?
GB, nobody That's wants a turn to off. See your dick. I keep telling you this.
He's trying to line nobody up. Nobody He's trying to line up to the sin.
People do want to see my dick.
Nobody wants to see
just
it.
Just for your information.
Nobody wants to see it. Not even Jesus.
I got 5,600 dick pics out here.
Oh, wow.
Jesus looks down at you in disgust. And He's like, put that thing away where it came from, more so help me.
What the hell is going
women,
on?
Now women is lying. How does niggas bag? How was you bagged? What were some ways that you got bagged?
I think just coming up and talking to me. Just asking me what my name. Asking me out.
What's your on name a date. Again?
Asking me out on a date.
I don't think I've ever gone on a date.
You say you don't think you ever
no,
gone out on a date?
I didn't finish. I'm like, I don't think I've ever gone on a date with someone that's asked me on a date, like, right then and there.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
I mean, right then and there. Like, they're like, can I take you out sometime? And I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's ever happened.
What? Oh, yo, Monica has said a no strange interaction.
If I don't like you.
Well, say you like him.
Let's say he cute.
I get amnesia when you guys ask me these questions. Like, how did I ever end up?
Like, I'll be trying to figure out, like, Monica, where do you meet these niggas? Like, because her stories be so big.
I'd be like, I don't know. I just know Jiffy Lube, you know?
Whoa.
Oh, my God. She got a thing for mechanics. Her daddy is one.
Oh, shit.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Help this person.
What was the question?
Help this person. All right, let's help this person. Situation. Right. She got
move
a thing.
She said she cut her.
She's trying to move
then,
on. She's asking to talk about if it got in the
work.
Way.
It's never gonna work. It ain't worked in
it
7 years.
It ain't getting in the way. She enjoyed life with
him. It ain't worked in 7 years.
No, she going with another nigga.
She enjoyed life
I think
life
he's
with
always
seven.
Gonna be her fallback guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever let that situation go?
No.
No.
For 7 years?
You move on to a new guy. Y'all ladies who had your situation, is it still around?
You can, but it's hard.
They
it's
always
hard.
Come back.
How many fallback guys have you had? Like, just a nigga that's already
How many
just
you
in
got
the tuck.
Right now?
Like, in the tuck, and you kind
of
know,
All
like,
of them.
Like he's just How in many? A freezer waiting there on you.
I know all my exes are. I mean, right?
No.
No.
That's not what I asked. She thinks she's going to outsmart
woman,
tall
woman
What do you mean, like, fallback? Like, guys you could just call if you need sex?
Not yes. like that. Like, not even just that. You just know that no matter what, he's just there
he's
as
around.
An emotional crutch. Anything you use this nigga. This nigga is just sitting there in a freezer waiting on you.
I don't have anybody like that.
Cause then they
you haven't.
Watch,
you've
they,
never.
Cause they gonna watch this
I,
episode.
I had.
Okay. Cause
I
all right. So see how you should try to lie. Please listen. Please.
I thought you were talking about right now.
No, I'm talking about in general. General.
Yeah.
They did. They did say right
all
now.
Women got dick in a glass.
That's yeah. what I'm saying.
Yeah. They everybody. Do. Pastor,
yeah,
you pastor, you fucking.
Oh my God.
Yo, how you gonna ask him?
Yo,
you can't ask the pastor.
Ask her the questions.
Don't say that to the
Why?
Pastor. Don't
Pastors
say that to
be
the
fucking.
Pastor.
Yes, the organist, the deacons, everybody. Come on, let's keep it real.
I mean, the organist.
The yeah. pastor
the
fuck
organist
my grandma.
Be gay,
no, no, the choir director be gay. The
my
nigga back there.
The pastor fuck my grandma.
Sometimes the piano boy be gay.
Yeah. You know the keys.
I mean, the church is gay sometimes.
No. He said, I got the keys.
Passed another to my grandma, bro.
Got mine too.
Oh
no, he
God.
Really did.
No, they did.
No,
passed another to my grandma.
Pastor really put dirty dick in his nigga grandma.
Pastor yeah. was fucking the neighborhood. Yeah. Everybody who came to the congregation got all our grandmas.
Mm.
And he drove a Bentley.
He drove a Bentley. He had an old ass Cadillac.
The Rolls Royce.
Yo, one of them doors here.
Now just. Yeah.
Grandmas be hoes.
So did you ever have a woman
said,
in the tuck?
Grandmas
be hoes.
Grandmas were hoes. I told you. It wasn't even in the tuck at the time. It was more the thing we talked about where the person is there. I'm actively going to them.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't get that certain position. You know what I mean?
Why not?
Because they didn't check off all the boxes.
And the fact, and a part of it is also you accessible. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like a toy that you play with. It's like as long as you know it's there, you kind of never,
hard,
you kind of never really
it's
commit
fucked
to
up,
it.
Man. When I look back at it, it's just like dead wrong because you wasted so much of this person's time. And, you know what I mean?
I had to let one go because of that. I got older. I got more mature. I was like, you know what, man? I'm standing in the way of her finding who the fuck she
is. Oh, and the other part was while I'm doing that to that person, there's people that do that to you.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
There was plenty of chicks that was like, yo, I fuck with him. But I can't bring him into the level of life I'm at. They execs. They own it. They different. They like, I can't bring this goofy ass, wild ass nigga around these people.
Mm.
They don't want me to come to the ball in a tuxedo with their Jewish friends and business partners. No, I'm dead ass.
That's why midgets don't cheat. You know what I'm saying? That's why you gotta fuck midgets.
Mm.
You fuck midgets, they never cheat on you. You know what I'm saying? They don't play the long game. not.
Oh my God.
But they'll never like live up to your.
But they also want to say, if you do cheat, yeah. do they forget? Do they got like yeah, short term memory?
That's crazy.
They can never live up to your expectations. Yeah, that's what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, let's get out of here, man. That's the end of the Talk Heavy podcast.
Let me talk to him. Look. It's time to talk heavy, really I'm heavy, I've been in the mix. Taught to stay humble, I've been taking trips. Sacrifice time, I'm stacking my chips. This is a wide body whip. Stay confidential, be switching my shit. No, I'm not social, just me and my fam. Protecting my peace, I don't need no new friends. Accepting shit for what it is. I know I'm not perfect, but this who I am. I never complain, I just dealt with the pain. I'm lying hard and no, I can't be contained. Deep in my thoughts like life ain't no game. Niggas be hoes, they switching for fame. Rules to the game, don't change for no change. You gotta stand tall, gotta stay in your lane. My city show love, they fuck with the vibe. Genuine love is hard to find. Niggas switched up, it's cool, I don't mind. I stay to myself, just me and my wife. What would you do if you know that you blessed, but the people around you is toxic? How would you act if you feel disrespect from the people you call your partner? Fuck it, it is what it is. Life can be stressful, you gotta learn lessons to live. I walk with no fear. A lot of protection is stronger, he always watch out for his kids. Hating on me, then you hating on God. Cause God choose me, he be blessing my life. The devil be knocking, be bugging sometimes. He talk a good game, but the devil's a lie. Look, I'm on a whole nother wave. My focus on money, I'm all about pay. I never was bothered from what niggas said. Not a threat to my life, so I wish you the best. Come on, flexing was never a thing. I don't like to tell people what I be on. I'm not for the gram, I don't cap in my songs. I never could follow, I do it alone. Dolo, living in Philly, you gotta stay low. Niggas sleep plot and throw bullets like Romo. Gotta stay cautious when being outside, cause Philly is dark with a little bit of light. It comes to the fam, all jokes to the side. Demon inside is coming alive. I'm keeping my peace, so I pray to Allah. I gotta stay sane, can't be risking it all. It's time to talk heavier. Really, I'm heavy, I've been in the mix. Taught to stay humble, I've been taking trips. Sacrifice time, I'm stacking my chips. This is a wide body whip. Stay confidential, be switching my shit. No, I'm not social, just me and my fam. Protecting my peace, I don't need no new friends. It's time to talk heavy, really, I'm heavy, I've been in the mix. Taught to stay humble, I've been taking trips. Sacrifice time, I'm stacking my chips. This is a wide body whip. Stay confidential, be switching my shit. No, I'm not social, just me and my fam. Protecting my peace, I don't need no new friends. Come on, man. Hey, shout out GB. Shout out Slice. Ha. Sign up. Shout out my boy. Shout out Talk Heavy on my mama, man. It's King Dre in this joint. I go by DeAndre X. Shout out the nation on everything. Gang.